Trump assassination attempt comes week after Disney's Hocus Pocus 2-star Bette Midler suggested Biden have FBI use deadly force. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 13, 2024. Saturday's assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump came 1 week after Bette Midler, star of Disney's Hocus Pocus 2, suggested President Joe Biden arrest Republicans and allow the FBI to use deadly force in order to regain a Democrat Party majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. Now that Joe has total immunity, many are urging him to be GOP ruthless. Here's a suggestion for implementing his new powers. Midler wrote in an X post last week, sharing a screenshot from an opinion piece published by The New Republic. The Ruthless People actress shared a specific section of the article that fantasized about a scenario in which Biden orders the arrests of several Republican members of Congress, which included a scene depicting Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., getting shot and killed while resisting arrest. Jim Jordan, unfortunately, attempted to resist arrest. After wrestling with an FBI agent, he met a tragic fate. In the sudden absence of those members, there is a new majority in the House, the fantasy read, in part. Midler is not the only actress publicly fantasizing about killing Republicans recently. 2 weeks ago, Netflix's Orange is the New Black actress Lee Delaria literally and emphatically called on Biden to assassinate Trump in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, posting a video for her 1.1 million Instagram followers urging Biden to blow him up. On Saturday, Trump was injured and rushed off stage by the U.S. Secret Service during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, after shots were fired with at least one bullet appearing to have hit the 45th president in the ear. Images and videos of the harrowing scene poured into social media, showing what appears to be blood on Trump's face. Representative Dan Moisor, RPA, who was in the front row at the rally near Trump, said he heard 8 to 10 shots during the assassination attempt, according to Fox News' Chad Pergram. The congressman added that it appears multiple people in the crowd may have been hit and were down, adding that it sounded like a .22 or a small caliber weapon. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.